Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll visit Fire Department headquarters to hear the bulletin Chief Cody is preparing to send to all fire stations in the city. A bulletin with which Tim Collins, rookie fireman, has a special connection he does not yet suspect. But before we join Chief Cody, here's an important message. Let's go, firefighters! With the help of Tim Collins, as you remember, the problem of the grass fires that menaced the Green Hills district of the city has been cleared up. One afternoon, as Tim Collins is going off duty, the driver of Engine Company 209, Private Gonegal, calls him over to the bulletin board.
Hi, Hooksy.
Come here.
Oh, what'll you have, Gonegal?
What does this mean?
What's what mean?
This notice the lieutenant just put up on a board. Notice from Chief Cody.
Oh, from the chief, huh? What's it say?
Hereafter, every man in the department will maintain an alert watch at all times for unusual fire hazards.
Well, if that's what Chief Cody says, that's what he means.
But why, Hooksy? What's the matter with the Bureau of Inspection? That's all they do all the time is look for fire hazards.
Well, sure, but they can't be everywhere. And besides, it doesn't hurt to keep your eyes open, Gonegal.
It says if we see any special hazards, we should report to the lieutenant.
All right, what's so hard about that?
Haven't I got enough on my mind already?
All you have on your mind is your uniform cap. Come on, let's go home. I'll walk you down the corner.
Booksy, look.
Huh? What, where?
A fire hazard.
What is?
That whole side of the street. That block of little stores over there.
Oh, no, Gonegal. You got it all wrong.
What do you mean I got it all wrong? Look at those shops. All kinds mixed together. Offices and workrooms and stuff on the second floor. The whole shebang so flimsy you could touch it off with a cigarette lighter.
No, look, Gonegal. The chief said unusual fire hazards. That's what we're supposed to look for. Unusual, get it?
No.
Well, look. Take that tailor shop on the corner. Now, suppose they lay in a stock of cleansing fluid. Keep it on a shelf where it might fall off, smash the container.
Look, upstairs over the tailor shop.
Yeah, some kind of little workshop. What about it?
Watch that window.
Huh? Well, that's fire, Gonegal.
A flare?
Hey, it's gone.
Come on, Hooksy. Let's get over there.
All right. Turn right at the top, Gonegal.
Okay. Here we are.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's black as night. Where's the light?
No time for that. This place looks deserted. We gotta get inside.
Hold it, boy, hold it. Feel that door before you open it.
Yeah. It's cool, Gonegal. No heat behind this door.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Won't you step in?
Is this your workshop, sir?
This is the outer projection of the inner cubicle, which might be more truly styled my workshop, young man. My workshop is here.
Huh?
In my skull. My work is performed in the realm of creative thought. You stand on the threshold of the outer projection
mister, this is fire department business.
Yes, I perceive you wear the uniform of a firefighter.
Yeah. just now, out there on the street, we perceive there's a fire in your back room here, mister.
Yeah, a flame that flared up and died down again. You better let us take a look in that back room.
Why, yes, of course, most certainly.
Excuse me, please. Hooksy, stand by. I'm going in.
Yeah.
Well, your friend is impetuous, eh, Rooksy?
Nothing in here.
Illusion. There is more to be seen in my laboratory than meets the eye.
Your laboratory, Mr. Mr.
Smith. Henry Smith.
Oh, well, Mr. Smith, we've made a mistake. If that's a laboratory, if you were working in there and we just happened to see what we thought was a fire, Oh, Garninger, we're a couple of dope.
No, by no means, young man. I am flattered. Indeed, I am honored that my simple illusion has so completely deceived two such professionals as yourselves.
Illusion, huh? Just what is it you do here, Mr. Smith?
Well, let me show you. The hope of finding a fire...
Not hope, Mr. Smith.
Fire, that's something we hope not to find. This laboratory all walled in with firebrick, huh?
Won't you, step inside, Mr. Hooksy?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to see it.
Mm-hmm. Firebrick, as your friend says. I believe I take all reasonable precautions when I create fire.
You create the stuff? I don't get it, mister.
Allow me to demonstrate. The fire you saw from the street, you say it flamed and vanished?
Yep, and I said to myself, there is a blaze that's cut loose in an empty room. Give it another 5 minutes, I says to myself, we'll have two alarms on our hands.
Yeah, there's no doubt we saw it, Mr. Smith. But just a trick, I suppose.
As you say, just a trick. For instance, you see this pellet or pill.
What's that, a headache tablet?
One to cause headaches, perhaps. Observe. I cast it on the floor.
What's that for?
Trample it under your heel, my friend. Grind it. Trample it.
Well, all right, I'll try it. I'll step on it like this.
Hey! Oh, smokes. What was that?
And flame shoots up all about you, my friend. A shimmering scarlet curtain. A flash of flame instantly gone.
Garnacle, are you burned?
No, I'm not burned, Hooks. He never touched me. Ooh, how do you like that?
I don't know. Though it... Oh, gosh, it does seem safe enough.
Your friend took no risk, I can assure you. Merely an illusion. One of many perfected and produced for the trade by the great Vesuvio.
The great who?
Vesuvio, sir. My name in the trade. The magic trade. My card, gentlemen.
Oh, thanks, sir. The great Vesuvio. Magic novelties, ghosts, high-class illusions only. Ask for catalog.
Look, Mr. Smith...
Smith is my alias. Vesuvio is my alter ego. Call me whichever you will.
Well, look, all magic aside, now, look at all those chemicals on those shelves. You know, you slip up sometime with one of these illusions of yours, and you'll need more than firebrick to save this place.
There's phosphorus in that big jar of water, isn't there?
I prefer not to discuss my experiments, nor the materials I use, nor the use to which I put my materials.
What's he mean, Hooksy?
Oh, he doesn't want to talk about his experiments. Mr. Smith, we don't care about your experiments or inventions or whatever. All we care about is preventing fires.
A good day, gentlemen.
Look, all we want is to get a line of what goes on here. You know, what unusual hazards you have, like the bulletin from the chief says.
Good day, gentlemen. I have been honored by your visit. We have chatted most amicably, and now, good day.
How do you like that, Hooksy? Here we are back on the street. I never got thrown out any place more polite.
Polite is right. I never got fewer answers either.
Remember what we was talking about, Hooksy? Unusual hazards.
What do you think? Is this something the lieutenant ought to know about?
What do I think? Look, the guy runs a ghost factory. He's making magic or whatever with phosphorus and who knows what right in our home district. And if he starts something he can't finish, Engine 209 has got to get him out of it, right?
Right.
Well, then what do you think?
I think this. This ghost factory is an unusual fire hazard.
Right.
Right. So we pass the word to the lieutenant, and he can pass it along to Chief Cody. Come on, let's go.
When the officer of Company 209 passes on to Chief Cody the report from Privates Garnigal and Tim Collins, the chief takes a serious view of the activities of the great Vesuvio. Such a serious view that next morning he appears in person at the firehouse.
Collins, you say this man does some kind of work with chemicals, huh?
Well, the way I understand it, he's a sort of manufacturer.
Sure, Chief. He manufactures ghosts, all that kind of stuff.
I've got it. That's the reason for the phosphorus, of course.
Sir?
Phosphorus. You know how it acts?
Oh, yeah. It sets itself afire in the open air. Unless you keep it in water, it burns like a... I don't know what. And smoke. Phew, that smoke could poison you.
Yes, yes. But more than that, phosphorus.
Glows in the dark. Chief, he's using phosphorus to make his ghosts glow in the dark.
How do you like that?
That's my guess, Collins. He's trying to make some kind of glowing, luminous paint. Some preparation to make his ghost shine.
But phosphorus? Chief, the way that stuff burns, is it safe?
I doubt it, Gunnigal. I think this man Smith or Vesuvio is taking a dangerous risk. And I am going to tell him so.
Now, there's no doubt that Chief Cody is on the right track. But will the great Vesuvio talk with him? When you're the proprietor of a ghost factory and you're engaged in developing a secret luminous paint to make your ghost glow in the dark, you're apt to be careful about letting the details of your experiments be noised abroad. For Chief Cody's meeting with the great Vesuvio, be sure to listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody, and here's something I want to mention. I know that for birthdays and so on, one of the presents you might get is a chemistry set. But remember, real chemists don't try any experiments unless they try to rule out all possible accidents. And one of the accidents they dread most is the chance of starting a fire. Now, when you try your hand at those chemical experiments, do it right and take no chances with fire. Well, that's all for now. You'll be hearing from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go, firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.